Chapter 1. The Blameless Man. Live Above Reproach. So before I get into reading the book, I wanted to give my thoughts on each chapter of the book for those of you who are listening to this book audibly. So The Blameless Man really is the preeminent chapter of the book. If a man can't get this one portion right, everything else is going to fail. You know, we wanted to call this The Man of Integrity. We thought of different chapters, but really blamelessness or the upright man was another option. But the blameless man really says it all. So let me get into the chapter. 1 Timothy 3:2, an overseer then must be above reproach. Martin Luther said, prayer, meditation, and temptation make a minister. Top shelf. I recently heard a story about two siblings who returned to clean up their childhood home after their parents had died. As they sorted through their parents' belongings, keeping some things, selling others, throwing away the rest, they entered the attic. Dingy and dusty, it was the junk drawer of the house. You guys, we all have a junk drawer, where the parents packed everything they wanted to save for a rainy day. You can fill in the blanks. An antique appraiser was hired to make sure nothing of value was sold for too little or inadvertently thrown out. Among the throwaway and garage sale items was a 16-inch vase that looked like a genie could appear out of it at any moment and offer three wishes. The siblings never saw a genie, but their wish was granted when the appraiser said it could be worth as much as $1 million. But the appraiser was wrong, way wrong. The vase dated to the reign of Chinese Emperor Qin Long, who reigned during the height of the Qing Dynasty from 1735 to 1799. It bore the imperial seal and was most likely made for one of his imperial palaces. The siblings were even more amazed when the vase went into a 20-minute bidding war and ultimately sold for $70 million. They had no idea that an obscure junk room vase would change their lives. Can you imagine accidentally selling it at a garage sale for 50 cents? Taking it to Goodwill? Or using it for target practice? I've been there, done that. I don't know about you, but I'm not allowed to touch fragile things in my house. I break stuff. I'm that clumsy adult who grew up hearing his mom call him a bull in a china shop. It's so true. She used to say, Jimmy, you're just a bull in a china shop. That part wasn't in the written book. I'm just throwing that in there for you guys. I can imagine carrying that vase, bumping my shoulder on the door, launching that vase through the air and staring in disbelief as it crashed into 1,000 pieces. Bill Pollard, former chairman and CEO of ServiceMaster, said, reputations are fragile. They must be handled with care like a valuable vase that, if dropped, can never quite be put together again. The Douay Rheims 1582 version of the Bible uses irreprehensible in its translation of 1 Timothy 3:2. An irreprehensible man is one who handles his reputation with the utmost care, as you would handle a fragile vase of priceless value. We don't realize how fragile our reputations are and how easily they crash and break into 1,000 irretrievable pieces.